is the author of the book of Daniel? Just giving you a bit of background as we start to begin our study here in the book of Daniel. Who is the author? The author is Daniel according to the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself affirms the fact that Daniel wrote the book. Remember in Matthew 24, it's the Olivet Discourse. He's teaching his disciples what it's going to be like at the time of the end. They ask him the question, can you tell us what it's going to be like when you come back and at the time of the end? And in that course of conversation or teaching, in verse 15, what does he say? Matthew 24, 15. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, flee. He's telling them to flee for the wilderness, flee for the mountains. Go down to Petra, and in actuality is what he's talking about. But what is he talking about when he says the abomination of desolation? Look over at chapter 9 of the book of Daniel just for a second. Just confirming that Daniel is the author. Not only does Jesus confirm that, but when you look at the detailed information and when you look at the personalities involved in the book of Daniel, there's only one way an author could have written about these men like this, and that's because he knew them personally. He had close contact, involvement with them. He was ruling over the Babylonian Empire. He would rule over the Medo-Persian Empire with the personalities in the book of Daniel. Nobody else could have written that. That could not have been passed along down the line. See, people don't want to allow Daniel to be the author of this book. Why? Because Daniel gives prophetic truth of events that are going to happen. Daniel 11, when we get there, it's amazing. There are five personalities he talks about in Daniel 11. 56 years before Azarias came on the scene, Daniel prophesied about it. 200 years before Alexander the Great came on the scene, Daniel prophesied about it. 300 years before Antiochus the Great came on the scene, Daniel prophesied about it. 360 years before Antiochus Epiphanes came on the scene, Daniel prophesied about it. And the ones who don't want to believe in God's word say, hey, that could not have been Daniel writing that information down. How could he have known that? Daniel's writings must have been later after that all happened, and then they just wrote it as prophecy. Incorrect. Daniel was the author. Got Daniel 9:27? Look at Daniel 9:27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. We'll develop this verse later. And in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease for the overspreading of the abomination. He shall make it desolate. That's what Jesus was talking about. Look at chapter 11 just a moment. Chapter 11, we'll develop all of these a bit more, but verse 31, an arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate, the abomination of desolation. Look at chapter 12, verse 11. Chapter 12, verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up. There it is, three locations in Daniel confirmed by Jesus Christ. Jesus says, and when you see the abomination of desolation, chapter 9, chapter 11, chapter 12, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, this is what I want you to do. Jesus Christ confirmed that Daniel was the author. I submit to you, and we could develop it even more, but the time will not allow us. Daniel was the author of this particular book. Now, the book of Daniel is apocalyptic in literary style. Apocalyptic. What is apocalyptic literature? It comes from the Greek word apokalypsis. And that means to unveil or to reveal or to disclose. Apocalyptic literature is, and in fact, the book of Revelation is called the Apocalypse, okay? And so it is the revealing of that which is going to happen, and apocalyptic literature does that revealing or that revelation or that unveiling through the use of signs and symbols. There are four apocalyptic books in the Bible: Daniel, Ezekiel, Zechariah, Revelation. How do you interpret apocalyptic literature? You interpret apocalyptic literature mainly with other apocalyptic literature. In other words, If you're going to be studying the book of Revelation, you can never understand Revelation unless you have some kind of a handle or an understanding on the book of Daniel. The book of Revelation, in fact, has in 350 different locations references back to the Old Testament. So you must know the Old Testament if you're ever going to study the book of Revelation, if you're going to understand what it's talking about. And that's apocalyptic literature. This is the approach that they used. This is exactly what is going to be used in a style unique to the prophets to tell us information of what's going to happen. The book of Daniel is written in two different languages. It's written in Hebrew and it's written in Aramaic, not the language of today, but an old language, Aramaic. Chapters 1:1 through 2:4 written in Hebrew, and then chapters 8 through 12 written in Hebrew. From 2:4 to 7:28 in the book of Daniel, it's written in Aramaic. Aramaic was a common language of the time, used for commerce, used for education, used for daily conversation. It was a common language, like at the time of Christ, Koine Greek was a common language. Thus, the New Testament is written in Koine Greek. But Aramaic, you see what Daniel was doing in chapter 2, verse 4 through chapter 7, verse 28, he's basically giving the prophecies to the Gentile world. And so that they may be able to understand, Hebrew was the language of the Jewish people. And so that the Arab world or the Gentile world could understand, he wrote it in their common language, Aramaic. Now we have the translation in English, praise the Lord, and that's the way we'll be able to look at it. But I've just given you information that sets the stage for you to understand what it's about. It also introduces for us the times of the Gentiles. Remember that phrase in Luke chapter 21, verse 24? And Jerusalem shall be trodden down until the times of the Gentiles be complete. What we're seeing here in Daniel is the beginning of the times of the Gentiles. Tomorrow I'll have three mic stands. Roger, if you can, get me three mic stands to use up here. Three mic stands, and we'll lay out the main events of eschatology as it relates to the times in which we are living. And we will see that there is a period of time called after the rapture and before the second coming of Christ, the tribulation period. One of the purposes for the tribulation period is a bring an end to the Gentile world powers. The times of the Gentiles extends from the time of Daniel, when they come to power over the Jewish people, all the way to the second coming of Jesus Christ. So we're talking about at least a period 2,500 years long, from Daniel until the second coming of Christ. Not the rapture, the second coming. Not June 7, 1967, either. Some prophecy teachers try to tell us, well, the times of the Gentiles were over June 7, 1967, because the Jews once again got back the city of Jerusalem. Well, that's true. But I want to tell you, I lived there, and the Gentiles still control the most sacred spot on all the face of the earth, all of creation, the Temple Mount. That's key for understanding the times of the Gentiles. So don't dare allow a prophecy teacher to lead you astray. The times of the Gentiles still in effect, and they will have to be. So we look at Daniel 2 and Daniel 7. We'll see that a little bit later as we continue on. The times of the Gentiles.